102.9 KPLX, the soul of the Bay, has been the heart and soul in the Bay Area for over 30 years. This is Listen Up Bay Area with your host, Armand.
Good morning and welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. I am your host, Armand, and joining me this morning, I have a wonderful guest, Carl Kramer, campaign co-director for Living Wage SF. How you doing, Carl, this morning?
I'm doing all right.
So tell us a little bit about the Living Wage Coalition.
Well, the Living Wage Coalition started back in 1998. It was a coalition of unions, community organizations, faith-based organizations, and the focus was on bringing up the floor to raise wages for the lowest wage workers. And since that time, it's transformed itself to being a organization of, by, and led by low-wage workers.
In regards to women and wages and them getting fair wages? And
A major factor is the gender gap between wages for women and wages for men. And I would say probably that proportionately low-wage workers are going to be predominantly women, predominantly people of color. The race gap is huge in this country, particularly also the gap between those who are employed and who are unemployed. And this is, even though overall we have a very low unemployment rate, that's only measuring the people who are actively looking for work. So a huge impediment to economic growth right now is that companies are not finding workers for the jobs that need to be done. And a big reason for that is that many of these jobs, the wages don't make it worth it to take those jobs. You particularly see that here in the Bay Area, where many workers have been forced out of the Bay Area. They're living in Antioch, or even as far as Stockton and Modesto and Tracy, and they're making the commute back and forth for minimum wage jobs.
That's crazy.
Even though we have one of the highest minimum wages in the country, at a certain point, it's just not making it worth the commute.
No, it's not. And if you think about it, like, we're almost being priced out of the Bay Area, you know, to actually force us to move out to Tracy, Modesto. I mean, even as far as Fresno, people are coming out because, hey, you got to say that the average income has to be $100,000 plus per household to live here in the Bay Area.
Exactly.
That's
exactly crazy. And the last figures that we looked at as far as what's called the self-sufficiency standard, the wage that people would need to make just to rise out of poverty and make ends meet, was around $40 per hour for a single adult with a child.
Wow.
And if you think about it, you know, that's around $80,000 a year. A little above, you know, the median income. That would have to be the wage that you need to pay the current housing prices, which are just out of control.
It's out of control, because just recently, I saw on social media, even on the news, a house in Fremont, $1.8 million. The catch was the house was condemned. It was almost literally burned to the ground, and they're charging $1.8 million. Carl, that's crazy.
We have right now just real estate speculators and just circling like sharks to, you know, take control over entire buildings, evict tenants who are under rent stabilization, and you know, and turn those properties over to you know, much higher income people. We need to keep people here in San Francisco to keep the, you know, working people in the city. And, you know, the fight is going to be over bringing up wages for workers, as well as lowering rents and housing costs for people.
I agree. Right now, you're listening to Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand. And joining me in the studio is campaign co-director of the Living Wage Coalition, Carl Kramer. Now, Carl, what is your views on today's economy? Like, especially here in the Bay Area, I know we discussed housing, we discussed wages, but overall, do you think we can actually sustain living here? Like, really, do you think we can actually stay here as minorities? Do you think we can stay here in the Bay Area?
I really believe that Anything is possible when enough people are joined together and take action. Anything is possible. But people have to do something. And, you know, people sometimes feel, well, I'm just one person. What can I do?
Right.
But if you're one person and you're talking to your neighbors and your coworkers and you're getting together and meeting over, you know, coffee and mm-hmm. talking about, well, how can we drive this point home with our elected officials?
Yeah.
Right now, we're seeing very little political will in City Hall raise wages for the lowest wage workers in the city. Yeah. And that's got to turn around.
Well, every year I see someone marching, somebody picketing, somebody taking a strike, because the wages are just not fair, you know, period. You know, even our educators, you know, our actual teachers that are teaching our kids, they're not getting fair wages. But let alone the workers, the people who are in the trenches, you know, construction workers, you know, farmers, things of that sort. You know, they're not getting fair wages in my eyes, you know. And I don't know groups. What are the biggest groups that you represent? Mm-hmm. Who comes to you the most?
Currently, the workers that we're campaigning to raise wages for are publicly funded home health care aides. It's that's called in-home supportive services. That's a mix of federal, state, and city and county funds. Those workers are at the city minimum wage, $14 an hour.
Really?
Most of the time, those are parents, and they're supporting families. Often they're single parents.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You know, they're being forced out of the Bay Area. And, you know, and when it reaches a point where they're just going to find another job because even though we have a higher minimum wage, mm-hmm. it's just not worth it going back and forth, then that means some elderly or infirm disabled person who is not going to have that home health care aid that mm-hmm. they're used to, that person is not going to be able to stay in their home.
Right.
They're going to need to go into some kind of nursing home, which will become more of a burden on our economy. Mm-hmm. And we have fewer people who are spending money in the local economy, which creates a healthier economy from the bottom up. You know, when workers have dollars in their pocket, they're spending it in the mom and pop stores and the family owned restaurants and the local neighborhood. And that's what creates a healthy economy. It's not the money that's siphoned out by, you know, a large corporation. That if we're going to turn things around, we need to make sure that wages are raised for those at the very bottom. And that creates a healthier economy for all of us. And it pushes up wages for everyone. You know, the point you were making mm-hmm. that now we're even talking about we have to fight for a living wage for construction workers.
Yep.
You know, the construction workers are campaigning for something called a citywide project labor agreement just to keep, you know, a living wage level in construction.
Right.
We never had to have this discussion before.
Wow. So listen up, Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand. And joining me in the studio this morning is Carl Kramer, campaign co-director for the Living Wage Coalition here in San Francisco. And Carl, how can our listener become educated more on this? And what can our listener do to assist the organization?
Well, I think that point that you brought up, when you see a strike or a picket, you know, the natural inclination should be to join in with that.
Mm.
Go and walk a few rounds with that picket line. Once people start realizing that all of our wages are connected,
it is.
You know, whenever there's one group of workers who are forced into circumstances of having to accept lower wages, that's pulling down wages for all of us, both in that it's not creating a healthy economy from the bottom up, but also, you know, we're seeing capital flow to those industries and those sectors of the economy that have the biggest profit rate, mm-hmm. and those profit rates are based on pushing down wages for people. So it will end up pulling down wages in other industries and sectors of the economy. So if we're all supporting each other and pushing up wages, that, you know, pushing up the floor, but also looking at very, you know, within the Living Wage Coalition, we're looking at what are the political policies that are forcing workers into circumstances of having to accept lower wage jobs. Also, you know, people who have been formerly incarcerated, you know, that once they're released from prison,
mm-hmm.
That they face a lifetime in job discrimination.
Yes.
If they look at a job application, yes, and it's got the question, you know, have you been convicted of a felony? And they check that off, and the employer throws their job application in the round file. You know, in San Francisco, largely led by a movement of formerly incarcerated people, we've been able to win some laws, have a fair chance ordinance. That has now gone to the state level, and that's been passed at state level. So those... Wow. That protects people, and that kind of question can't come up until later in the hiring process.
That's good. That's good. You're listening to Listen Up Bay Area with Armand. Carl Kramer here in the studio with me with the Living Wage Coalition. And I have to say, Carl, you're giving me a lot of education right now because I had no idea about this. And I want to know, what can we do to build a healthier economy?
I think the most immediate thing that people can do in people who are residents of San Francisco, contact your supervisor. San Francisco has 11 supervisorial districts. If you don't know which supervisorial district you're in or who your supervisor is, contact the president of the Board of Supervisors, London Breed. Contact yes. Mayor Mark Farrell. Tell them to pass the amendments to the minimum compensation ordinance, mm-hmm. the living wage law, mm-hmm. which will raise wages for home care workers, for workers at city-funded nonprofit agencies, for parents who are in welfare-to-work programs, mm-hmm. the CalWORKs mothers. This would bring their wage from $14 an hour to $16.86 an hour,
wow.
which would be, you know, that will be a significant help in putting food on the table for their children.
Yes, yes.
You know, this is something that the city has to take responsibility for because these are workers that are paid with city funds. Mm. And you know, it's just a matter of making this a political priority.
Yes, yes. Amazing, amazing. And this is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand. And joining me in the studio is Carl Kramer, campaign co-director of the Living Wage Coalition here in San Francisco. What current projects and campaigns are you involved with right now?
Well, our current campaign is, as I mentioned, is the campaign to raise the wage rate in the minimum compensation ordinance. Mm-hmm. This, of course, is a little different than the minimum wage law. This covers people that are working in jobs that are funded with city dollars, or they're working at the airport, which is mm-hmm. city property. Another campaign that we have is on around protecting workers from the deportation police.
Yeah.
People have rights. We all have the same constitutional rights, regardless of immigration status. People have the right not to have the deportation police bust down their door mm-hmm. and invade their home. Mm-hmm. They can demand to see a warrant, a judicial warrant, because deportation police, they have their own kind of phony warrants,
right.
but something signed by a judge, not to open their door, not to say anything because you have the right to remain silent, and, you know, not to sign anything that, you know, usually anything right. that they try to get you to sign weighs your legal rights and weighs
That's
you
right.
from having a hearing. People have the right to those things. We're also, you know, educating employers. Employers should make sure that deportation police are not entering their place, their establishment, mm-hmm. their work site, unless they have a warrant that's signed by a judge. Detroit and Flint, Michigan, you know, what do people think about when they think of those two cities? They think of, you know, neighborhoods that look like they've been bombed out because so many homes have been, you know, burned down in neighborhoods. It's, you know, landlords are just trying to collect insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Flint, Michigan, you know, children having to drink lead-tainted water. Tremendous poverty. Their right to organize a union and to demand higher wages needs to be protected. That's even part of, like, the North America Free Trade Agreement. Except there's no teeth in what's in the North America Free Trade Agreement. There's no enforcement of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just allowed these companies to move these jobs and pay people, you know, $4 to $5 a day. We need to demand that there are guaranteed protections for workers' rights and the environment within the North America Free Trade Agreement. And it's really forcing down living conditions for people across the border in Mexico. And the only way that we can make things better here is also making things better for our brothers and sisters across the border.
All right. I want to thank you so much for joining us here at Listen Up Bay Area. And my producer, Carlos, will make sure this is up on the website, kblx.com, on Monday. I want to thank you for listening. And please do me a favor, pass on your passion.
Thank you for tuning in to Listen Up Bay Area with Armand. Make sure to listen next week. We are 102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay.